Visiting today with Mark Brown. He's the director of field services for Plains Cotton Growers. Well, tell us a little bit about the latest crop and kind of what you're hearing from producers.
Yes, KC, right now our crop looks good here on the High Plains of Texas. And I understand from the visits that I've had that the crop looks good in Oklahoma and Kansas as well. Now, we're a little bit delayed because we began this year and it looked very bleak from a standpoint of soil moisture. But we have been really blessed out here in the area. And over the last 2 months, we've really changed what that drought map looks like, at least for our area. I know out in the western United States, they're still struggling with that terribly. But we're very fortunate in that we've got a pretty fair amount of rain out here. In fact, in June, most of our locations received anywhere from a couple of inches to upwards of 7, 8, or 9 inches of rainfall just during the month of June. And so consequently, as we're out here dealing with the crop, the weed issue has been a big challenge for our producers, not only from the standpoint of trying to stay up with the weedy growth that's out there because of all of the moisture situation, but also we've had some difficulties. Our producers are reporting that they've had difficulties locating some of the herbicides that they are looking for because of the supply change that we're dealing with. And so we have been impacted by all of these supply chain slowdowns due to COVID. And so it's been a real challenge to get some of these herbicides that are needed. But by and large, even though we're 10 days to 2 weeks behind what we would like to see out here, we're not really far behind as far as the crop growth status. We're looking at a crop that much of it will be in bloom by around mid-July. And in our area, we like to talk about July the 4th blooms, but in honesty, those are probably more of a rarity. And so the majority of the crop, I think, will be on time. And as far as those July 15th blooms, and we'll have to be managing the crop for a slight delay, but not one that we could overcome if we've got, that we couldn't overcome, excuse me, if we've got the right moisture and temperature conditions going on through the rest of the season.
Well, I know that when you get to the early bloom stage, that's when it's really important for fertilizer. So talk to us just a little bit about the importance and what time producers should be looking at that.
Yes, that's a great question. I appreciate you asking about that. You know, when we talk about nitrogen, it's taken up into the plant basically through the water demand. And so as water moves through the plant, the nitrogen is highly soluble, and that's the elevator ride that it takes up to the top of the plant. So consequently, as we look at our water use curve, which peaks out at peak bloom, you can overlay the nitrogen use curve onto that, and it is almost a perfect match. So what we know is important is that during the first 2 weeks of bloom, that crop is going to use somewhere between 25 and 40% of the total seasonal nitrogen use. And so it's important to have that available to the plant when it needs it. So consequently, producers are out there right now trying to get these crops fertilized. That's really critical from early squaring all the way into peak bloom, which we would say that we would like to have all of our fertilizer in place by the second week of bloom. And so producers are working on that right now and trying to get that out there.
What are prices looking like for you guys right now?
Well, prices have been good this year, and we're very pleased with that because we finally have a crop in place. And although we're a long way from harvest and we still face a lot of challenges getting this crop into the basket and getting it delivered to the gins, the prices look pretty decent right now. And so we're in the mid-80s. As far as a price range goes, somewhere between 85 and 88 cents. And fortunately, the demand on cotton, because of the worldwide situation, remains pretty strong. And we're coming out of this huge this tremendous slump in textile use that we had during the COVID time period. And so we're seeing a continued demand. And whenever we look at the overall supply, we feel like that is going to allow for continued strong pricing through the rest of this season. Now, not that we don't need to continue to watch for weather-related concerns in the market and look for opportunities to price some of this cotton. So far, the price remains pretty strong, and we're very pleased for that. I might also mention that the cotton seed prices have also been strong this year as well. So we don't see that many times whenever we've got a crop out here and we still have good, favorable demand. And so we're blessed on that account, and we're looking forward, and we're optimistic that producers will be able to get some decent prices this year.
Do you find that when you're seeing pretty good prices like that, it shows anything on the upcoming acreage reports? I know we were going to talk about the June acreage reports, but when prices are pretty good, do you find that more people plant cotton?
Well, yes. You know, they always say that the cure for high prices is high prices, because then you have a lot of people that will tend to plant, and then that tends to drive the prices down. Right. So, but whenever we look at our recent acreage report, it is fairly stable. In fact, even down slightly across the U.S. We just received our June acreage estimates from USDA. And so in terms of cotton production, the U.S. is estimated right now to have planted about 11.6 million acres, which is down slightly from last year. And when we look in our area, it's, I would say, fairly stable, maybe down somewhat in Kansas and in Oklahoma due to also favorable prices in the grain crops. But in Texas, they have us pegged currently at 6.7 million acres of production. And in Kansas, 120,000 acres of production. And in Oklahoma, 490,000 acres of production. And also, just looking at the June 27th crop conditions report in those areas, in Texas, we're looking at 36% of the crop being pegged at good to excellent. And in Kansas, about 48% of the crop would be reported as good to excellent. And in Oklahoma, about 83% good to excellent. So the people that are out with a shadow on the crop right now feel pretty confident about where we're at.
Well, I know you also mentioned there's a pretty big important deadline coming up, July the 15th, for the crop certification. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, July 15th is an important date for FSA, because that is when crop acreage certification deadline occurs. And so producers need to be working on that. And of course, we know too that with all of this COVID and with the concerns about social distancing, about the spread of the virus, that USDA has been very careful about how they open their offices up. And that is continuing to get better as far as availability of the employees. Now, when I say availability, we know that they've been working all this time, but there have been strict regulations on how many people they could have in the office versus how many people were working offsite. And then also, of course, most of these are still by appointment. So we just want to encourage producers to contact their FSA office and make sure that they can get business taken care of and so that they can meet that crop acreage certification deadline of July the 15th. And so we know that's critical from both crop insurance standpoint as well as from certification deadline. And so just want to remind producers about that, because that is right around the corner.
I'll tell you what, Mark, this has been a really positive cotton update. Sometimes we don't always get the positive stuff, do we?
Well, that's true. Sometimes things are really tough, but we're very pleased with prices. We're pleased with our moisture conditions out here. And as I said, we're cautiously optimistic because we know that producers face a lot of challenges throughout the entirety of the season. And so we've still got a long way to go before we get this crop off the stock. But things look good for right now, and we're going to continue to hope and pray for the best for all of our High Plains cotton producers out here.
Absolutely. And right now you would say most important things, just looking at that fertilizer for early blooms.
Yes, and continue to watch, especially in areas of heavy moisture, we need to continue to watch and make sure that that plant doesn't get too growthy. And I've heard of some of those producers up in Kansas already applying PGRs and so or plant growth regulators. So that's certainly something we're going to have to watch with all of the moisture conditions that we have right now. Make sure that the plant doesn't get too growthy. We'd like to see that internode length somewhere around no more than 3 inches long in the fully extended internodes, or an average of about 1.7 inches per node on the entire plant. And so producers have a lot going on right now. Peak bloom is what I like to refer to as the management moment. It's a time whenever we can look at that crop and make a good assessment on our fruit load and see where we need to go from here with plant growth regulators, fertilizer, and irrigation.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for taking time to help educate our producers and give us the latest news on cotton.
Absolutely. I appreciate the chance to visit with you and just wish the best for all of our producers out there.
Absolutely.